Driving through many Buffalo neighborhoods, you'll notice signs of stability on streets that were once viewed as dangerous. There, you will find places of tranquility where healthy food is thriving. These are urban gardens, and they're not just for planting beautiful flowers or vegetables. There are those who say they're helping to turn around some of Buffalo's neighborhoods. Ellie Doherty manages the Cottage District York Garden on the city's west side. Prior to 2008, it was nothing more than a home for concrete rubble, car tires, and criminal behavior.
There was a cop shot right out front here. There was no kind of drug not being sold and no kind of prostitution not being peddled here.
The neighborhood now containing the Victoria Avenue Garden near UB's South Campus faced similar problems, as head gardener Geraldine Wilson describes.
Prior to this, it was an abandoned property that turned out to be kind of like a danger to the community. The growth was so big, it was taller than our street signs, and it was a bus stop for kids. It was an old abandoned house that had been abandoned probably for about 10 or 15 years.
Both Wilson and Doherty wanted a garden to act as community space, but they needed help bringing their ideas to reality. They turned to Grassroots Gardens, the only organization in Buffalo that provides support for urban gardens. Program manager Derek Nichols has helped plenty of new gardens get off the ground.
We also provide materials like lumber and soil for raised beds to grow food in, the seedlings, flowers, seeds. And then we also provide a lot of education to our gardeners because a lot of them are very new at it.
In the years since the garden started, the city blocks they cater to have grown quite attached to them. Doherty has had students from schools like DeUville clean up while neighbors donate whatever plants they have.
So people in the neighborhood know they can bring their compost, their yard waste, clean yard waste here, and compost it because our students built us three big compost bins in the back.
Wilson's neighborhood has residents from Pakistan and Bangladesh who plant some of their native foods. She also organizes events at the garden.
I also am planning to have some non-gardening activities, like I'm looking for a face painter. I would like to do a street fair for the kids. I would like to do a bubble activity, you know, for the children.
When the gardens began, residents were skeptical, but now they rely on them for therapy, food access, or green space. While daffodils and garlic can't solve all their problems, it's a start. Doherty feels that her garden allows neighbors to get to know each other and create something together. Wilson feels the Victoria Avenue garden has a bigger impact than anything else she's tried.
I ran our block club for 9 years, and nothing brought us together like this garden. It's kind of like a common ground for everybody. Everybody understands dirt and plants.
Reporting for WBFO, I'm Robert Creenan.